the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, we could all do with a bit more hope. Today, the 1st of February, marks the start of the Celtic Spring, also St. Bridget's Day. Bridget is the patron saint of midwives, brewers, poets and farmers, to mention just a few. But does it feel like spring for people in those professions, and what gives them a spring in their step at this time of year? Our reporter, Shifra McQueen, has been finding out.
It's easier work in the spring because everything grows in the spring. You see, the grass grows. I presume we grow too. The energy that grows the grass, I presume that energy like boils up inside in us too. I find that anyway, definitely, I'm sparkier come the spring. There's more pep in my step.
Spring is here again when the bluebells bloom.
John Davern is a farmer based in the Burn, County Clare.
The first signs of spring in our business, it starts when the cows begin to calf. Our first calf, we had twins and three singles last night. So that's really when the spring starts, when you see the new life coming.
Come on, doggies, come on. Out of come on. Come on. How about, come on. Out of come on. Good doggies.
I think the dogs are a bit like us all. They kind of hibernate a little bit for December and January. Come the 1st of February, when the first life comes, they realise that it's time up, get a move on again. You'd hear a lamb bleating a mile away, but the dog has seven times your hearing. They have a great sense of time to the hour. It's not just to the time of season. We have one of those grandfather's clocks. You might never heard of it at all. They'll be back in the morning, ready to get out. If you're late in the morning, the dog wouldn't be long letting you know. I mean, you get out in the hill there, there's nobody to bother you. There's no sound. The only sound you'll hear is the sound of the animals or the wildlife in the air. And you'll see your calves hopping along. And the calves are running along like lambs, you know, they're jumping along. And that'd make you stand to look at them. Should that have lived anybody? If you get a nice windy day, the cattle in the hills have a good coat of hair, blown out. Yeah, like she's got a blow dry, she's after looking great.
John says the landscape changes with the season.
Once you get into February, the light changes. You know, with the limestone, there's a nice reflection of the light off of the stone. And the sun, when the sun shines that day, then it'll bounce off of that and your hills will look much clearer. We can look across Galway Bay from our land and you can see Connemara. You'd count the windmills over in Clifton. There's something about you. You get lighter on yourself. You get easier to get out and get going.
In its colours and reflect across the sky-filled scene in painter's life.
The other thing you'll get is the lovely rainbow when it makes the shower. You'll have that rainbow will really curve over and land in the stone. Even in the distance, if you hear lambs say against the mountain, you get a kind of an echo back. She's like a child, he has a high pitch. And when you hear that lamb bleating, like, that's a sign of new life coming again anyway, that's for sure.
Watching a new life come into the world, meeting a whole new person in a room where nobody opened the door to let that person in, they just appeared. It is never not magical. And wonderful.
Midwife Tara Thackeray sees new beginnings in her job every day.
I love seeing when newborns turn their head at the sound of their parents' voice or the sound of their siblings' voices because they recognise them from being in the room. They make little grunty noises and little snuffles. I, along with the technology, listen to those babies when they're growing in utero with the old school method. So like the pinard, you know, if you've ever watched Call the Midwife, that's what they use on that. And so you're listening directly into this little heart just beating away in there. It's almost like a feeling as much as a sound. The sensation of it, it comes through like a vibration. Sometimes it sounds like a train and sometimes it sounds like a horse running. And I know that there are old wives' tales. People tell me every now and again, oh, if it sounds like train on the track, it's a boy. And if it sounds like the other, it's a girl. And that kind of a horse galloping. Bridget was a formidable woman. And just the recognition of the role of midwives in that, for myself, a couple of years ago, I embroidered a scarf and made it into a rat reed. So that's like a scarf that you put out on the night before the 1st of February and she would bless it then. And friends of mine have worn their rat reed during their labour to have that spirit with you and to have that magic with you. She has a wonderful legacy, and for part of that to be related to midwives is amazing.
Imbolc is a magical time of year. It's a time of waking up and shaking off our winter coats and allowing ourselves to be bathed in new light.
Poet Anne-Marie Ní Chuaráin.
When I see the first snowdrop and Plúirín Sneachta, that for me is the first sign of spring. The snowdrop is this small white flower and it's like a little breath. It looks so delicate, like a flower that might collapse under pressure, but they're incredibly strong. The storms that we've had this year, they survive so much. They can teach us about holding your own on the earth. To be pure and vulnerable is also a kind of superpower.
Anne-Marie takes inspiration from the sounds of spring.
It's part of our job as well to listen, to eavesdrop, to be attuned to the rhythms and hums. And I think the soundscape of the natural world is newly rejuvenated at this time of year. It's like the volume is turned up a little bit. Everything can seem a lot clearer, and a river sounds different in spring. It sounds newly alive, like it's in the fullness of its song. And I like to go to Bridget's Well in Kildare around this time of year and just sit and listen to the trees and the water. Just breathe and be in the presence of something mysterious.
St. Bridget is certainly worthy of a bank holiday. January was a slow month, so yeah, we've the orders are coming in thick and fast now. So we'll definitely be raising a glass to St. Bridget this weekend.
Owner of the Four Provinces pub and brewery in Kimmage in Dublin, Fergal Chambers.
The local church needed beer and she promised them a certain amount of beer, but she didn't have the raw material. So she was able to turn this bath water, essentially dirty water, into beautiful ale. And she was able to then fulfill her order. You know, she had special powers. So it's pretty cool. With the price of raw ingredients these days, I wish I could turn bath water into beer. Beer would have been safer to drink than water back then, and because it would have been boiled, and Bridget would have basically used wild yeasts. Imagine the beautiful smells of the fresh heather or the bog myrtle or some of those local scented plants. I'd love to have tasted what it was like.
Fergal says his customers change as the season does.
People coming into the pub and they'd sit down on their stool, pint on the table, pick it up, first sup, put it down, exhale, and tell me that there's a great stretch in the evenings. And yeah, I love this time of year because you kind of, January is always very grim, you know, and it's like a resurgence of the social calendar of the year. They're all talking about their summer holidays, they're talking about sport, they're talking about the matches that are coming up, and they've gotten paid for the first time since Christmas, and they've a few bob in their pocket, so they're all happy. And if the daffodils are up yet and stuff like that, so no, there's loads of people just really rejoicing in their own little ways, and every year is a new chance of a better year. It's in our genetics to light basically induces happiness, you know, so the more light in the day, the kind of, you kind of feel like things are getting better for the year, so I think it helps your soul, you know, a little bit.
But will St. Bridget's legacy continue?
We meet a few Bridgets every year. Yeah, people do still name their baby Bridget. And it's not just in this weekend. It's throughout the year. There are Bridgets. And I do hope that as they grow, their parents will tell them about St. Bridget and they'll take on her strength, her character, and maybe they'll be midwives or maybe they'll be brewers or cattle farmers.
Spring is in the air. Shifra O'Queen reporting there.